This is the TSG Multimedia Podcast for October of 2022. We're sponsored this month by the TSG Train Crew on Patreon. Thank you very much. I'm John Abaticola, host of the longest-running train-related monthly podcast that I'm aware of. We've had a podcast every single month since January of 2010. It comes out on the first Saturday of every month on all the major podcast places like iTunes and Google Play. And you can find the video version on YouTube. September of this year marked the four-year anniversary of when the Patreon page was started. Back in 2018, I realized it would take a long time for YouTube monetization to grow enough to make a difference in our monthly budget. So I started a presence on Patreon to help make up the difference while providing some really cool rewards to the people who appreciate what we do here enough to chip in a couple bucks a month. Since that time, we have grown the TSG Train Crew to the point where it helps out quite a bit. The TSG Train Crew is what I call our patrons on Patreon. Anyone who signs up gets early access to most of the features that get released to the channel, as well as a behind-the-scenes perspective that no one else hears about. You're invited to add your support to our efforts by visiting patreon.com/TSGMultimedia. Not only will you help support the content you love, but you'll also be recognized every single month on the video version of this program, and you'll enjoy that behind-the-scenes stuff I just talked about. Now on to the recap of last month's events.
Hi, this morning the newest podcast comes out. That'll be the one that came out last month on the first Saturday. Anyway, we're going to the South Bay Historical Railroad Society today because I have a sort of long-term project that I've been working on that's installing a Loco 5 module into a model. And then they have a new feature called consisting where you can put more than one locomotive onto a power consist and run it. So I did all the work of installing the module, and today I'm going to go do the recording for the test run of it on the SBHRS layout. I've done all my testing here and it seems to work okay. So this is the real test, and it'll also be some nice footage to include on that video because people love to see trains running on layouts. So we're going to go do that today. And if anything really exciting happens over there, I'll let you know.
All right. So I'm back from the South Bay Historical Railroad Society. I got all the shots that I needed, and it was really important to me because I've been working on this project for this Loco-Fi module for a long time, and these were the final shots for that video. So it was great to get those shots. Nice to see some friends that we haven't seen in a while. And that's it for today. Signing off.
Hi, we're doing something today. We came out to Ardenwood Historic Farm in Fremont, California. They're having an event here called Rail Fair. They do this every year on Labor Day weekend. This is one of my favorite railroad related events in the entire Bay Area because it's family friendly. There's trains, there's history, there's everything. And the other nice thing about it is we're right next to the Bay. It's closer to Newark than it is to Fremont. So it's a lot cooler here than it is where we live in San Jose. And that means you can beat the heat too. So this is one of those things where, you know, we had some other events planned for this weekend, but they kind of fell through due to heat in one case and very poor planning in another case, and not on our part. So this is great. We just had lunch with Jack and Jackie Burgess. Saw another friend over by the eating place, and we're just having a great time. One of the cool things about rail fairs, they have a bunch of visiting groups like the Golden State Toy Train Operators. This is one of the groups that our friend Eric in Santa Cruz is part of, or he was part of, and they do displays in other places too, like the Museum of Art and History in Santa Cruz. So this is a cool place for them to do outreach, and it's a cool place for you to find out what they're about. Something else that's really cool about this place is that you can find really nice shady spaces like this. This is just next to the Patterson House where we were a few minutes ago. And it's really relaxing, you know? Ardenwood Historic Farm. Very much worth visiting if you ever have a chance. Even if you're just in from out of town, it's cool here. Oh, and by the way, did I mention they also have a narrow gauge railroad out here? And this is the train that they run excursions on. They have a brand new loop of track that they run, at least for this event, out to my left. There's a video all about that track and the event that they had to commemorate the completion of that track that'll be out sometime on the channel pretty soon. But this is another one of those sort of draws for railfare. So we just rode the train. It was actually a nice ride. It was a short ride. It was only about 10 minutes, maybe 15. And we got to traverse their new loop that I mentioned before. It's a part of the park that people didn't used to get to see, but now with the new loop, they can. But I came on right now to tell you that Ardenwood Historic Farm is actually a working farm. So if you come out here, you can see things like cows. They also have chickens. They have turkeys here. I've seen peacocks here. They have a lot of stuff. You'll see crops. It's a really cool place. Did I mention it's a really cool place? You should come here sometime. And here's a display by the Diablo Pacific Short Line. You can see they have a pretty big oval of track. This is where people set up their stuff. And it looks like we have a Southern Pacific train headed our way. Something else they have here that's really cool to come look at is this old barn that has a bunch of tractors in it. Some of these are antiques, and it's something you don't see every day. Something else they have here that they've had every time I've been here is a display with live steam engines. These are garden scale engines pulling trains. And this is a display put on by the Bay Area Garden Railway Society, or Baggers as we call it. They're the ones that also organize the open houses that we helped at last month. But it's a really cool display because pretty much everything that runs on the track that they bring is live seen. And it's something that most people don't see every day. All right, so it was a successful foray into Ardenwood Park Historic Farm. We had a great time, and as usual, rail fare was one of the best events in the Bay Area. Once again, signing off. Hi, we're doing something today. I got invited to Dave Lovelace's layout to do some operating. So we came, and doesn't seem like there's a lot of people here, but we're going to have fun anyway. And if there's anything interesting or fun or informative that happens, I'll make sure to come on and tell you about it.
I took some video of this job that I think they refer to as the sand train. This is a job that I've never done on this model railroad before. It was a lot of fun. It was kind of a basic job, but there was still some interesting switching. And it was over a branch that I've never worked on before. Something that I really like about Dave's layout is he has to have a helix in order for it to work. And it's a rather large helix. And it takes a few minutes for your train to traverse the helix. So what he did was installed some detection, and then you can follow your train's progress in the helix on this little panel that has lights on it to show you how far up or how far down your train has gone. And it helps, because otherwise you're standing there wondering if your train's even moving. You know, did it derail or what? But with this, you can see the progress it's making.
I did 4 or 5 jobs here today, and most of them are jobs I haven't done here before. And, you know, the good news is they were all fun again. So Dave has a really fun to operate layout. And it runs really well, meaning the equipment and the track and everything works well together. There's not a lot of derailments or issues with track. And the other thing that I think is really important and something to think about if you're considering building a layout for operations is to have very, very clear instructions for the engineers or operators, and to make sure that your layout is labeled well. That's the other thing, because then usually if you, at least on this layout, if you follow the instructions that are written and take your time to look at the layout diagrams, it's pretty easy to figure out what you have to do. And that's part of having fun, is knowing what's expected or knowing what you're supposed to do. It makes it a lot more fun and a lot easier to complete your jobs.
On September 21st, we went live with our monthly Talking Trains show. We talked with Chris Hauf, who has decades of experience with heritage railroads, including the Niles Canyon Railway, which is where I met him. Also, Glenn Sutherland called in with a reminder about the West Side Reunion and Sierra Seminar, both of which are being held this weekend. We got an update from Alvin Gilbert about the train viewing platform he is organizing in Salt Lake City. We also announced plans for the first ever Talking Trains Meet and Greet being held in Colorado next year. Thanks to Michelle's great planning, we'll be seeing some really cool stuff. We also talked about the new Women in Model Railroading Special Interest Group that was announced in August. If you missed this Talking Trains show, it's available on the replay, and there are plenty of actionable topics to learn about. On the 24th, we streamed the most recent episode of TSG Live Model Railroading. For this show, I invited Rob Spangler to talk about backdrops. Rob holds the distinction of being the first ever guest model railroader on this series, and this program was a great reminder of why he kicked the entire series off almost 2 years ago. Rob's a very talented modeler, and his approach to every aspect of the hobby that I've heard him talk about is very methodical, and that really appeals to me. This is one show you don't want to miss. So when we're done here, head over to that replay by clicking the link in the top right corner of the screen that just popped up. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, we're doing something today. The Pacific Coast Region NMRA Coast Division meet is happening here at the South Bay Historical Railroad Society. And so there are going to be some clinics this morning, and I've brought my tripod to help with that. And then there's going to be layout tours and stuff like that afterwards. Now, I don't know how much of the layout tours and other stuff that we're going to partake in, but we are going to go to the division meet, and we are going to help by putting a webcam on this tripod so that the Zoom meeting that they're going to run live of the clinics goes out to people who can't be here in person. It's, in a way, it's a hybrid event. So should be fun. Should be great to see people that I haven't seen in a while, or that we haven't seen in a while, and I'm looking forward to it. And this is one of the benefits of being in the NMRA, is that your division should have meets like what we're going to see here today.
Going to be a couple clinics in here, and if you remember, there's a boardroom that's through the layout room there, and that's where we are going to have 2 other hands-on clinics. And the only ones that are going to be out to the Zoom call are the ones in here. That's what I brought that tripod for.
Hi, and this is Dave Gibbons. He's doing the clinic
on soldering back here in the boardroom. Dave, what are you going to talk about exactly?
Principles of soldering, what's going on, the physics of it, so that the attendees can better understand how to do it, and then hands-on practice. If you pan over, you'll see little samples here of track to solder wires to, rail joiners to solder, the real basic stuff, but a lot of little demonstration materials. And I have some perf board here so folks can actually put a wire in the perf board and solder. And hopefully they'll be able to tie the theory to the practice so they can do a better job on their railroads. And soldering and electronics in general is all about reliability. You would like to do it once. And that's what we would like to have all the attendees and model railroaders do, is do something once and then it works for a long time, which makes a big difference for the enjoyment of the hobby. Because, like it or not, electricity is always part of model railroading, except of course for the little wooden tracks you put together and you push the wooden trains along. But most of the NMRA members are past that stage of trains, so we offer them these classes.
We have a big tent, though. Some people who are into the wooden trains do get to come. That's why I'm here.
So in the main room, Dave Adams is giving a clinic about scratch building structures. And then in the boardroom, at the same time, we had Fran Foley giving a clinic about a CAD program that he uses. But that's not all. There was also a model showcase where people are invited to bring models that they've been working on. And there's some really talented modelers in our area. It's very cool to be able to catch up with people that we haven't seen in some time and see the models that they've been working on. And also just getting to hang around and talk and joke and have generally a good time. There was even this interesting use of Arduinos to animate a crane. This was brought in by Earl Gerbevon, who also did one of the clinics in the main room. You never know what you're going to see at these events. But you do know that you'll have a good time and catch up with friends.
He follows me everywhere.
Hi, so we're just finishing up here at the Santa Clara Depot. And I have to say, it was a very interesting event. The clinics were put on by Dave Adams and Earl Gerbevon. Both really good clinics. There were two other clinics. One was about soldering, and the other one was about a CAD program that Fran Foley gave in the boardroom. But what I wanted to say about it is that the event's not actually over. It's only about 1:10 or 1:12 or 1:15, something, somewhere in that range right now. And the second part of the event is that there are a bunch of layouts in the area that are open that people can go check out. So most of the people who were here attending the clinics are now going to lunch, and then they're going to go visit a bunch of these open layouts. So this is something that if you are in a good division of the NMRA, you'll have similar events, and it's a great reason for you to join the NMRA to get involved with your region and your division and put on events like this or to attend events like this.
And now for our catch of the month. We're running light this month with two entries from Dennis Loudon. On this first shot, we see the Union Pacific SD70 ACE number 1111, known as the Powered by Our People unit. This was taken in St. Paul on July 31st. This shot is the Twin Cities and Western transfer, leaving the CP yard in St. Paul, Minnesota, on its way back to Montevideo. This locomotive is a former Great Northern locomotive which was sold from BNSF to the Twin Cities and Western Railroad. Thanks for sharing, Dennis. If you have a catch of the month that you'd like to share, please send it to podcast@tsgmultimedia.com. Be sure you own the shot and include the what's, when's, and where's of the shots you send in. And now for this month's program schedule. On October 5th, we have LocoFi Consisting. On October 7th, we have a product spotlight. October 8th is a Southern Pacific layout tour with Wayne Floyd. On October 12th, it's the SPCRR Golden Spike in Ribbon Cutting. On October 14th, we have another product spotlight. Then on October 15th, it's Chasing Trains, Niles Canyon Railway, and SBHRS. On October 19th at 4 p.m. Pacific, it's TSG Live Talking Trains. On October 21st, we have another product spotlight for you. On October 22nd, it's the return of Model Railroading with Jack Burgess. On October 26th, we have the F7A Simulator from the Colorado Model Railroad Museum. On October 28th, we have a product spotlight, and it's our top secret producer's birthday. On October 29th, we have a great video of the Western Pacific Railroad Museum in Portola, California. So you may have noticed that the program schedule is a little more robust than what we're used to. You may have also noticed that we didn't go out and about as much this month. These two things are related, as I edited a lot of programs in the past month in preparation for what I call our busy season. Not busy as in going out and recording things, although October is going to be quite busy for us in that regard, but busy as in this is the time of year when the channel will get a lot more views and new subscribers than what we've had compared to the past 6 months. I haven't figured out why this happens, but it seems to happen every year, and I like to provide more content for that reason during these next 6 months or so. So as I mentioned at the start of the show, September marked the 4th year anniversary of TSG Multimedia on Patreon. It wasn't an easy decision to make back in 2018, but it has proven to be a good one. Our Patreon community is a great way to stay in touch with the people who appreciate the work we do here the most, and a great way for our supporters to ask questions and learn things about our processes that they otherwise wouldn't have a chance to. I want to take a minute to thank all of the supporters, both past and present, you know who you are, for helping out. Here's a current list of our active supporters. If you know someone on this list, thank them for helping out. Better yet, join us on the TSG Train Crew by visiting patreon.com/TSGMultimedia. And before I go, I want to mention one last thing. The South Bay Historical Railroad Society is holding their fall open house on the first weekend in November. This year, that'll be November 5th and 6th. I haven't heard any specific details yet, but usually we're open from 10 to 5 on Saturday and then 10 to 4 on Sunday. It's one of the best railroad-related events in the Bay Area, and it's always worth attending. If you can make it out, I can promise that it'll be fun and you'll learn something in the process. So that's all I have for you this month. Thanks, and I'll see you next time.